When you golf in Missouri, the courses are so close, you'll spend more time on the fairway than the freeway. Reserve a tee time at the Regal Osage National, designed by the king himself, Arnold Palmer. Take a cart ride on the wild side in the breathtaking surrounds of Payne's Valley, designed by Tiger Woods. And after the back nine, there's still world-class dining and distilleries, shops and spas, museums and more. Find your new golf MO in Missouri. Start planning your golf getaway at visitmo.com.
In the high-stakes game of the toxic gambit, every decision teeters between life and death. Contestants gamble with their lives, as one wrong sip could seal their fate forever. But the true danger doesn't always come from what's in the vial. Sometimes it lurks in the shadows, waiting for the perfect moment to strike.
Go on, Rose, we don't have all day. Is this the vial you choose to drink? You're slowly reappearing. We can see the doubt on your face.
Yes, no need to rush me.
Poor Rose, I don't blame her for being reluctant.
She seems to be the only sensible one at the table.
There we go. That wasn't too difficult. Now, let's wait a moment to see.
That doesn't sound good. I hope she will be okay.
Is that smoke coming out of her mouth and her nose?
It's like some sort of smoke. And her eyes look teary, although it's hard to tell. This could be a fog breath potion.
Keep your eyes peeled, ladies and gentlemen. This is the elusive fog breath. She will be coughing up some thick smoke for a while, but she lived. So let's look at our next contestant, Vesper.
I can't see anything.
We will wait a moment for the fog to clear up. In the meantime, do not hesitate to consume a drink at the bar until our contestants can see a bit more clearly again.
Guys?
Yeah? What is it, Nero?
I thought I was imagining it, but it sounds like Rose is stepping on a vial with her fingernails. I believe it is Morse code. It spells out, create a diversion.
We must help her out, and fast.
Okay, here's what I suggest. I will go to the bathroom and use the small noise cracker to create the illusion of gunfire coming from there. And then you yell that there is a fight, Gale.
Got it. I will scream out my lumps once these gunshots pop all around.
Devious plan. Not sure what Rose needs it for, but we better make it happen. And fast.
I'm on it. Keep an eye on my backpack for me, and be ready to shout.
The fog is still there, but we might be able to resume shortly.
I knew this would come in handy at some point. Here goes nothing.
Shooting in the toilets! Quick! Guards! Guards! Everybody! Evacuate! Now!
No help. Need to panic, everyone! Our guards will immediately neutralize the potential threat. Please, please, remain seated. Everything is under control.
Okay, our plan is working. They even evacuated Corzon out of safety. What a coward.
Rose takes advantage of the commotion to slip something inside the vial that Vesper took.
I'm getting the information that the sounds were just a lost firecracker. Someone played a very amusing prank on us. We will investigate this incident later. For now, let's resume at the trial. Please go back to your seats.
Okay, I managed to sneak back. I hope this gave her the opportunity to do whatever she needed to do.
Vesper already grabbed the potion.
Yes, this one.
Almost like she knows which ones are dangerous and which ones aren't.
As quick as ever, Vesper.
Hey, her veins are turning black. What the devil is that potion?
That's clearly Duskshade poisoning. I've seen it before. It's truly a terrible way to die.
Duskshade? That's not something to mess with. I wouldn't think they would go that far.
Vesper? Are you okay? That's weird. I don't recognize the vile symptoms she drank. Send in the medical team now.
Oh man, she's totally crumpling up. I can't watch this.
It's too late. If it's truly Duskshade, she's beyond saving.
And why is he so concerned for her well-being? They didn't give a rat's ass about the life of the previous contestants in the first trial.
Yes, this is highly suspicious. It seems it might have been a setup. But still, I have a feeling I know what happened, but I still can't believe she would go that far.
What do you mean?
Nothing. I need to confirm my suspicions first, before I can tell you more.
One less competitor to worry about.
The other candidates look shocked. Even Dr. Neurotoxin seems to realize how lucky he was not to have picked that one.
After this, unexpected twist, only three candidates remain. But as they say, the show must go on. Cobra, if you'd be so kind to pick the next vial?
Oh dear, I'm not sure I want to continue after that.
Think of the prizes, Cobra. Wouldn't want to let our adored leader down, would we?
Okay, this one doesn't look too dangerous. Let's look at the ingredients. Feather leaf extract, cloud root essence, and wind crystal dust.
That doesn't sound harmful. Some kind of levitation potion?
Yes, I'm picking this one.
Very well. You may drink when ready.
I object.
You object, Rose?
Yes, I want to invoke my right to swap a potion.
As is your right. Very well. Put the vial back, Cobra.
Oh no, please, I beg of you.
And you must take this one instead.
Rose points at a dark, bubbling, unappetizing brew.
Such are the rules, Cobra. You must take the one she chooses for you.
But... Okay.
He seems very anxious to drink it.
Whoa, Rose is really being ruthless.
Yes, and I love it. The taste of their own medicine. If this takes out yet another contestant, this trial could end sooner than anticipated.
I don't think so, Boo.
I don't recognize any of the ingredients from the potion Cobra took.
Our contestant seems to start having trouble speaking.
His mouth, it's sealing shut.
Indeed, that will make it hard for him to continue drinking more vials.
That might be a good potion to use on Draven when he's spouting nonsense or can't resist the call of alcohol.
You'd need more than that to shut me up.
Ouch! Looks like Cobra drummed a muzzle brew. A particularly nasty cocktail that merges your lips together. If anyone needs to stock up for a mother-in-law visit, visit our shop at the back after the trials. Our best vials are half price. And this means Cobra will be disqualified as he can no longer drink any more concoctions. Please take him away.
At least he's not dead. Is this also a temporary effect?
Unsure. But even if it's permanent, an operation could probably fix it. He just won't look the same ever again.
Only two contestants left. The suspense is killing me.
The landscape of Kragos offered little mercy to those who wandered in its endless dunes. But for Thomas and Telmec, the hunt for the crashed elite ship was far from over. With the target in sight and the ship parts they needed, they would soon realize they were not the only ones interested in a treasure hunt. What started as a simple scavenging mission was about to get a whole lot more complicated.
Are you sure this is the right way? We've been walking for about 6 beats, and all I see is desert.
Affirmative. According to my scans, it should actually be behind that mountain over yonder.
Okay, just a little more then. Once we arrive, I need a small rest to recover.
I can carry you if you want.
No, that won't be necessary.
Attention, my scanner indicates a medium vehicle, 2 smaller vehicles, and 3 living organisms near their crashed ship.
Sacre bleu. After all this effort, we cannot go all the way back empty-handed. Do you have any more information on the individuals around the ship?
I will need a visual line to be able to tell you more. Let me use my detachable drone head to observe.
Okay, but don't get spotted. We will need the advantage of surprise in case they are armed.
From what I could see, they look like Ravagers. 3 rugged individuals, 2 hover bikes, and what appears to be a small off-road cargo transport.
And were they armed? Did they look dangerous?
They have a bolt blaster. As for looking dangerous, unclear. But let's assume they are. They also appeared to have loaded quite a few parts inside their truck.
Normally I wouldn't do this, but in this galaxy good manners are not rewarded anyway. What about we sneak and steal the truck? Could they get in to start once we are inside?
It looks like a primitive model, but I suppose I could hotwire the engine.
Excellent. It would be nice if we could perhaps take one of them out without the other ones noticing.
Or we could pose as Corazon guardsmen and ask for their permit.
I like the idea, but we are not dressed appropriately to be believable.
Understood. We could also wait for one of them to urinate in a secluded area to subdue the target.
Not a bad plan either, but that could take a while. And perhaps these aliens don't do things the way humans do them.
Then perhaps a diversion to attract them away from the truck.
Yeah, go on.
You could perform one of your magic tricks that goes wrong and then
Come on, be serious.
I could create a small explosion nearby with one of my micro charges, just enough to make them investigate without damaging the ship parts.
Good idea, but nothing too obvious. We want them curious, not on high alert. Can you pinpoint a place where it will make sense for them to check?
Affirmative. There's a pile of discarded ship debris to the east, not far from their position. A small detonation there should do the trick. They could think it was still one of the ship's components failing.
Okay, let's go around the other way so they don't see us. Come.
As they creep closer to the Ravagers, Thomas and Telnek keep a low profile, hiding behind boulders and a ship wreckage. Telnek's mechanical fingers reach into his chest compartment, pulling out a tiny explosive charge, just enough to make some noise without being lethal.
All right, set it, and once they are distracted, we will make our way towards the trick.
I'll be done in a flash. This thing's about to blow. Prepare to bolt.
Telnek places the charge carefully amongst the debris pile, setting the timer for a short delay. They retreat back behind cover in the mountains, watching as the nanobeats tick by.
Okay, now let's hurry back. This is far enough. Now we wait and...
A sudden boom echoes from the pile of the ship rubble. The Ravagers jump in surprise, glancing at each other. Their curiosity quickly overcomes caution as they leave the truck and move toward the sound, bolt blaster in hand.
What was that? I thought you said no one was here!
Perfect. Let's move. Quietly. We need to be inside the truck before they realize nothing's up. Okay, Telnek, do your thing.
Hot wiring in progress. They're still preoccupied. Now is our chance.
Come on. They won't stay away for long.
This prehistoric system is so old, it's making my circuits feel jump again. Seriously, even my processor is laughing at how outdated this is. I will require a bit more time.
Hey, someone's in our truck! Let's get them, boys!
Almost done.
Hurry, they are running towards us with their blasters out.
as easy as rewiring a toaster engine's life. Time to finish.
Let's get out of here. Float it. I'll hold them up with the blaster.
Arnold, we won't let you get away with this. Come on! To the bikes!
The ham mission obsessed over dash devil upper bikes.
And miss out on an epic car chase? I think not. Adios, meatbags.
You will regret this!
Oh, what did we get ourselves into again?
Wee-hoo!
And Delmec had made their move. But freedom wasn't coming easy, not with the Ravagers hot on their trail, Hoover bikes revving and blasters ready to fire. What started as a stealthy heist was now an all-out desert chase through the unforgiving dunes of Kregels. It was time to see if their quick thinking and desperate gamble would pay off, or if the wasteland would claim another pair of reckless thieves.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Plan on flying? In order to board domestic flights, your driver's license or state-issued ID must be a real ID. Learn how to get your real ID today at tsa.gov/real ID or visit your local DMV.